American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Fox reports President-elect Donald Trump's latest selection for his next administration is facing immediate backlash from some within the Senate GOP, as they say his attorney general pick, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, will not get confirmed. A Republican senator granted anonymity to speak freely told Fox News Digital, quote, he will never get confirmed. One Senate Republican source simply said, ain't gonna happen, about the prospect of Gaetz's confirmation. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson was selected to lead the GOP conference again during a closed-door vote today. The vote was unanimous, two sources in the room told Fox News Digital, despite conservatives threatening to protest Johnson getting full support. The internal election was delayed by roughly an hour and a half as Johnson met with his GOP critics to hash it out, two other sources told Fox News. Ryan Walters, the Oklahoma State School Superintendent, joined Washington Watch to talk about his efforts to put the Bible back in classrooms.
Every classroom in the state of Oklahoma is going to have a Bible. Look, it is instrumental throughout our history. It has played a tremendous role in shaping America, society, government, really all aspects of our history. You can go back all the way to the Pilgrims, who are presidents, all the way up to Martin Luther King Jr. in present day. Tremendous influence. The left has run the Bible out of school with their attacks on Christianity and our faith, and we're bringing it back. So right now we're in the process of purchasing a Bible for every classroom so that every kid can understand the influence of the Bible as one of our founding documents.
He said students will learn about Martin Luther King's letter from a Birmingham jail and how he used scripture in the letter. A report shows leaders at two prestigious universities negotiated with anti-Israel protesters, saying they were, quote, inspired by the students, all while publicly condemning them. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
Staff at Columbia University and Northwestern University secretly wanted to help protesters. This is according to uncovered emails detailed in a report from the House Committee on Education and the Workforce. Staff revealed they were, quote, inspired by the students, end quote. In one exchange, Professor Noor Teely of Northwestern University wrote, quote, a long way to go yet, but I am inspired by the students and the way they updated their thinking and their democratic processes, and am hoping we can get some amazing wins for them and also serve as a model for how a university can tackle protests like this, end quote. Sophia Witt is the executive vice president of Students Supporting Israel. She said in an interview with AFN, this is unfortunately not surprising.
We saw several administrators going into these encampments and some even allowing professors to give extra credit for students who are partaking in encampments over the course of the last year. Unfortunately, I think that there needs to be a separation of church and state, if you will. I mean, it's one thing to allow freedom of speech on campus. It's another to encourage some kind of plight for justice in lieu of education, which is really the university's priority here.
Witt said she would encourage people investing their money into universities like Columbia and Northwestern to use this revelation as leverage to stop, not just for these two, but for any university found to be ostracizing a different opinion. She said it just takes one person to say no and call them out. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
Representatives from the world governments are in Azerbaijan for a climate conference. Here's AFN's Chris Woodward.
This is the 29th session of the Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, otherwise known as COP29. Attendees will be discussing green energy initiatives and other things to try to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, something the Biden administration and its counterparts blame for what they call man-made climate change. Now, also in attendance this year is Craig Rucker, co-founder of the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. Rucker is not concerned about climate change and is instead looking forward to seeing President-elect Trump and his administration doing away with green energy initiatives.
There is a sense of change in the air, and I think there's reasons for optimism. I do like the idea of Trump pulling out of the Paris Accord. I think many of these Green New Deal things will go kaput, and I think we're setting a course for a prosperous energy future.
In the meantime, Rucker encourages more skeptics to get involved and speak out on this subject.
I look at this as an opportunity to spread kind of the pro-energy message.
Find more news at AFN.net.